Leviticus chapter 22. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and tell them that they should separate themselves from the holy things of the sons of Israel, and not profane my holy name, inasmuch as they are sanctifying things to me. I am the Lord. Say to them, In your generations, every man of any of your seed who is in an unclean state, who approaches the holy things which the sons of Israel are sanctifying to the Lord, that person will be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. Any man of the seed of Aaron who is leprous or with a discharge shall not eat in the holy places until he is clean. And whoever touches any person who is unclean, or a man from whom semen is emitted, or a man who touches any reptile by which one is defiled, or a man by whom he is defiled, by any uncleanness of his, the person who has touched him will be unclean until the evening, and he will not eat of the holy things, but he will wash his body with water. And when the sun has set, he will be clean, and after that he will partake of the holy things, for it is his bread. He shall not eat from a carcass or savaged animal, which would defile him. I am the Lord. And they will keep my charge, so as not to bear sin on its account, and they will die in it if they have profaned it. I am the Lord who sanctifies them. And no foreigner will eat any holy thing, no resident with the priest, nor a hired labourer will eat any holy thing. But if a priest buys a person as a purchase with his own money, that person may eat of it, as may anyone born in his house, they may partake of his bread. Neither will a priest's daughter, if she is wife to a foreigner, partake of the heave offering of the holy things. And as for the daughter of a priest who becomes a widow or is divorced and has no offspring, she will return to the house of her father as in her youth. She will partake of her father's bread, and no foreigner will eat it. And if a man eats a holy thing in ignorance, then he will add 1/5 to it, and he will give the holy thing to the priest. And they will not profane the holy things of the sons of Israel, which they heave to the Lord. Nor shall they cause them to bear iniquity, entailing guilt, which they would incur if they were to eat their holy things, for I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, Any man of the house of Israel or of foreign residence in Israel who offers his oblation according to all their vows or according to all their freewill offerings, which they make to the Lord as a burnt offering, let him offer for your acceptance a male without blemish among the oxen, lambs, or goats. You shall not offer any animal that has a blemish, for it will not be accepted on your behalf. And if a man offers a peace sacrifice to the Lord, to fulfil a vow, or as a freewill offering, it will be an animal without blemish, from the oxen or the sheep, offered for acceptance. There will not be any blemish in it. As for animals suffering blindness, or which are fractured or lacerated, or which have a festering sore, or scurvy, or scabs, you will not offer these to the Lord. And you will not make a fire offering of any of them to the Lord on the altar. A bull or a lamb with anything overgrown or undergrown, you may offer as a freewill offering, but it will not be accepted for a vow. And you will not offer to the Lord any animal that is bruised, or crushed, or castrated, or with anything cut off. And you shall not offer it in your land. And you will not offer the bread of your God from the hand of a foreigner, with any of these offerings, for they are inherently defiled. There is a blemish in them. They will not be accepted for you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, A bull or a lamb or a goat, when it is born, will be kept for 7 days with its mother. But from the 8th day onwards, it will be accepted as an oblation of a fire offering to the Lord. And you shall not kill both a bull or a sheep and its young in 1 day. And when you offer the sacrifice of a thank offering to the Lord, you will make the sacrifice for your acceptance. It must be eaten on that very day. You shall not leave any of it until the morning. I am the Lord. And you shall keep my commandments, and you shall carry them out. I am the Lord. And you will not profane my holy name, and I will be sanctified among the sons of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, to be God to you. I am the Lord.